Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're also simulcasting on the East Eddy Stargate site on YouTube, where you can actually interact with the people that are on the show, as well as us, as well as the people here at East Eddy Ranch. Just got back from contacting the desert, Crazyville. Boy, 4,000 people were there, and it was just one thing after another. It was very, very busy, but a lot of different types of energy there. That's all I have to say. But there were some really good friends there. You know, I was hanging out with the Hurtaks and Michael Tellinger. They're both very good friends of mine, and I got some insights there, and a few others that you know, we shared some information, and got to ride back with David Adair. So that was interesting, and had a long talk with him. He'll probably be coming on the show and coming out to the ranch. He was very interested in what was happening here. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, we have our self-mastery and making contact workshop on June 13th to the 17th here at East Eddy. Don't miss that one. It's very powerful. And we also have Peter Maxwell Slattery doing his CE5 contact intensive, the 20th through the 24th this June. And we have our usual Sky Watches weekend. So if people want to come out during the weekend and check those out as well. So without any further ado, we're going to bring on Alba Wyman. And she's a certified in clinical and transpersonal hypnotherapy, and over time has developed her own technique using past life regression, the spiritual journey of forgiveness, using the transformative power of hypnosis, love, and forgiveness to help her clients. Alba has been posting her hypnosis sessions in English and Spanish on YouTube since 2015 and has a large following of people from all over the world who, through her videos, are expanding their beliefs, spiritually awakening, and understanding the possibilities and healing power of hypnosis. She travels around the world doing her sessions, and through her technique, the spiritual journey of forgiveness emphasizes the importance of this action in our lives. She is now connecting like-minded individuals in her gatherings around the world so that they will know and they are not alone and can feel and project the power of their collective energy together. So without any further ado, Alba, are you with us?
I am. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. Great work you're doing. We do similar work here, and it is so important right now for people to, you know, clean up their old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences and connect with their guides, and I can't think of a better person to send people to other than you.
thank you for that.
There's so many ways we can go with this, but what I'm really interested in is any messages that are coming out of these sessions that you can share with us, you know, about off-world visitors, about future Earth, you know, anything along those lines. I'll just let you, you know, pull out your best ones and go ahead and share them with us.
Well, there's a mishmash of different types of messages that I receive, and I think it's really based on the individual too. You know, who they're connecting with, what messages they're receiving, and what their perception is. So I may be getting one message that everyone's going to be taken off the earth and they're going somewhere else. And other messages are basically, no, we're going to a different dimension. Two earths are existing at the same time. And some will be in this reality and some will be in a different reality. They're just kind of like one is on top of the other. So
exactly.
The message, yeah, you're getting different messages from different people, and it's interesting the different groups who they're associated with, you know, different star systems, different ET groups that are helping. It's so diverse. It's crazy. I don't like to put a stamp on this is the way it's going to be, because
I hear
so many.
Yeah, I know. If you talk to 10 different guides, you get 10 different answers.
Exactly.
And that's what I've noticed. But if you have one that's got a really good track record, I have a couple that I work with that have been very accurate. And,
yes.
You know, they've talked about the San Francisco earthquake, the earthquake here in Washington, and hit them right on the bunny, right on the button. And a few other things that they've said are going to happen, and they've all unfolded. So
yeah.
If they have a proven track record, I keep working with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, reality is kind of strange. I've noticed that my reality before I started doing this was totally different than my reality now. I'm a lot more flexible with my belief systems. So when somebody says, no, this is what's going to definitely happen, well, we're creating our own realities with our belief system and our imagination and intention. So as people begin to change their belief systems, we're actually creating a new world. And
Yeah,
things change.
yeah, I
So
agree that there's 700, seven, what, 7.5 or 8 billion realities being created out there, and
correct.
they're collective, realities that people agree on, and I think people are magnetized to places where they will act those realities out, as well.
I think that's true. That's true. You create your own world in that space too. You're
Like
right.
they'll go to a place where there might be a tsunami or a major earthquake or a hurricane or something like that because,
Right.
they had that disaster program going.
And it's not so much the program, also it's the experience that they came here to experience. I live in Miami, and last year or 2 years ago, I was told that I would see disasters from afar, and I didn't know what that meant. And a few months later, I was traveling in New Zealand, and there was a hurricane going on in Miami where I lived. And I saw it, I heard about it from afar. So, even though you're in that area, it doesn't mean that you're going to be affected by it. So, this thing about the new earth, some people are already feeling like they're living the new earth, that their life is magical right now. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Back in the, I'm dating myself now, but back in the 70s, Babaji was coming in and talking about how one Earth is going to just be out of phase. There'd be like two Earths, and people would like raise their frequency and actually be experiencing a whole different paradigm or a different reality. And he showed us how it was going to work, and we actually went into that world and got to experience it. It was quite interesting. But
Well.
when we do Yigong and some of the really heavy duty meditation practices, working with the higher beings, people actually disappear in their chair, and we can't see them, but they can see us, and they don't even know anything happened on their level,
Yeah.
because the higher dimensions can see down to the lower dimensions, but the lower ones have trouble seeing up. But it kind of makes sense when I think about it, how people will phase out, and everything will seem the same, but they're just in a whole different frequency.
Yeah, like when people disappear from your life and you wonder, did they fall off the earth? Because you can't find them anymore. They're not on your frequency.
Yeah, exactly. I had that happen. I had that happen once. It was a relationship, and it didn't end well. And she went on a path of kind of alcohol, drugs, and multiple partners, and so I just said, I'm done. I'm done with that. I'm finished. I don't need to see this anymore. And we lived in the same town for like 7 years, a small little town. I mean, very little. Never saw her, never ran into her, nothing. It's like it was amazing. She was just we just or the way the universe orchestrated it, we just never ran into each other.
Well, frequency has a lot to do with it, and you'll find the same thing happens on the opposite end, where you'll see the same person over and over again, no matter where you go. Supermarkets, the airport, sitting on a bench, and you say, who is this person that keeps showing up? And again, it's the same frequency. You bump into these people all the time.
Yeah, I have that. They'll have a strong impact on you too. When I was in Australia, I was at a mall, believe it or not. I had to get a part for my phone and things, and I ran into these two women, and when I looked at them, they turned around really quick, and they're very tall, very beautiful, blonde, and they turned around really quick, and I could tell they're kind of looking behind them a little bit, like he saw us, like he knows, and it was really interesting, and it had such an impact on me that I go, who are those girls, like, who are they? Mm-hmm. And they walked around the corner in the store, and I walked around the corner, and they were gone.
Yeah.
They just disappeared. And they looked Palladian or something like mm-hmm. that. Some kind of an off-world. Very beautiful, very tall, and they looked identical.
Wow.
And it's always stuck in my head, like, I know those, there was something special about that. They were either off-worlders or they're from another dimension or something. That, it's really interesting because there's nowhere they could have gone.
No.
You know, they just vanished.
No, and I hear stories like that all the time of people just coming at the moment that they need to be saved from something, maybe an accident or where the person just shows up and disappears. And they are, they look human, they look solid, but then they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I think about our reality is that, you know, we are vibration. We're no different than being in on the holodeck of Star Trek. You know, we are a computer generated thing, and we can be hacked very easily. Our reality can be hacked, where you can place somebody right in there, and you see the billboard, and there's something on the billboard that pertains to what you were just thinking about. You know,
I agree.
Yeah, and people and things happen. I had a situation not too long ago where I really needed some help. And I was driving my car on a road that I don't like to drive because it's very busy. And I was saying my prayers, like, you know, I got to do this. I got to work on this. And I look at a truck next to me, and the truck seemed to be a really strange truck that had markings but had been changed. And it said in really strange letters that it's almost like somebody took a stencil and put them on. And it says, we always deliver for you. And I just started laughing.
Yeah.
And no matter where I went, that truck was next to me on one side or the other. And it kept saying the same thing on both sides. And it's like, okay, I hear you. I hear you. So, you know, our reality is not what we think.
Yeah, I agree. I had something really funny. I was driving from California to Washington here, and I was trying to register my car, and they were just giving me all kinds of hassle. And I said, well, just give me a trip permit. They wouldn't give it to me. And some finally said, oh, heck with it. I'm just going. And I had a trailer, and neither of the plates were out on the truck, and the trailer also had no registration on it. And I'm driving down the freeway. I said, I'm just going to do clearings and do healings, and I'm just going to go for it and trust. And so I did. And I kept having cops coming right behind me. And then they'd pull out really fast and go somewhere. And the latest one, the last one was hilarious because these two guys go by, and they had really long hair, long blonde hair, in a Volkswagen doing probably 100 miles an hour. And the cop was right behind me, and
wow.
They go flying by him, and he pulls out to go after them, and they go up this, I see him going up the off-ramp, and the car just vanishes, and I see the cop go up the off-ramp too, and he just stops with his lights on, looking both ways, trying to figure out where they went, you know, and I knew that was something, you know, that was a setup, but
yes.
It was just hilarious. It was, yeah, first of all, Volkswagen is not going to be going 100 miles an hour.
Right.
You know, and it was an older one, too. It was an older Volkswagen. And the guy looked over me and smiled and nodded his head when he went by. He gave me a big smile. And he looked off-world, I swear. He looked really different.
But you have a lot of you have a lot of friends helping you, so.
Oh, yeah. I do.
It's not a coincidence that this has happened. they show up just when you need a little rescuing.
Yeah. I get myself into quite a bit of trouble just by telling the truth, unfortunately. Now, some of your clients, what happens here at the ranch is really strange. It's a vortex, and we're having everything happen from fairies and gnomes, and these little gnomes showing up with pets and crazy things and getting photographs of them. All that's going on, but we're getting, you know, the huge light ships, treetop level coming over and interacting with people. But lately we're having ascended masters appear, and we've actually gotten photographs of them. like, you know, Mary, Babaji, Kuan Yin, all of these. But just recently, they're taking a physical form, which is, we have a photograph of Kuan Yin where she's standing there and she's almost as physical as you or I.
Wow.
And it seems to be really stepping up. I wonder if that's coming up in a lot of your sessions, that whatever people are connected to, whatever star family or the elementals or ascended masters or whatever, those seem to be getting closer. There's more contact and more of a closer reunion happening.
There is. I recently held an event in Tampa, Florida, and the event was just for me to gather people together, just for them to be there. I had really no main agenda as to what was going to happen. And I received a phone call from somebody who is an embodiment of Metatron here on Earth at this time. And he channels what he calls Father, you know, his creator, you know, whatever his connection is. And he told me that he wanted a hypnosis session with me because he had a message to give out. And so I said, well, why don't you come to Tampa so that you can have the hypnosis session and also give the message. So that was arranged. Then he said that there were two people who were here that were connecting with him that he would like to bring to the gathering with him, and that was fine. The week before the gathering, I had a session with someone who channels Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that was my third session with her. Again, it's another very powerful session. And I said, why don't you come also to Tampa? So now we had Metatron and Jesus. And then Geraldina Roscoe, who does DNA reprogramming, and you may know who she is. She's been an abductee, and she's an amazing person. Yeah. She wanted to be there, too, so she came. And the event just started happening on its own. Like, everybody had their own skill, and there was channeling going on all over the place. And the reason I bring this up is because it's almost like they are setting the agenda up. They're making themselves known in big groups. Like, they want to be heard. They want to be seen. They want people knowing this is happening. Things are happening. We're real. And we need to empower ourselves. So that event alone was so powerful for me because things were just falling into one big, all these puzzle pieces just fell together and everybody had a piece of it. And I was just there bringing everybody together. So yeah, these ascended masters are showing themselves a lot more in my sessions. I'm having Kuan Yin come in more that I never had before. We're having Jeshua show up, you know, Jesus, the archangel showing up. Depending on what their belief system is, obviously they're going to speak through them. Mm-hmm. And they're all saying the same message. It's a message of empowerment. Like, you've got to raise your vibration. Yes. You've got to hurry up and get on board because this is happening very quickly. Get rid of that baggage from your past. You don't need that anymore. These were experiences that you came here to experience. It's done. It's over. Let's move on with what we came here to do. And I look at all of these people like seeds that have been buried, and now the seeds are popping up, and they're seeing the light. And they're all saying,
"That's happening here,
right? Everywhere."
And we're getting the same thing here. The same message too. It's like, get on with it.
Yes.
You know, everybody needs to make their own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And get on with your work, and we're all unique, and we have a unique gift, and we need to get in touch with it and get on with it.
Exactly. One of the messages that I kept hearing over and over again is stop playing small. You didn't come here to play small. We all came here with a very important mission. Sometimes our mission is just to hold space for somebody else, but that's important. And just get on with it and stop looking backwards. We need to look forward now and just get on board and be happy, be thankful, be grateful, because that's the vibration we need to be vibrating at.
Yeah, exactly. Gratitude. And I'd say what I've been seeing too on a huge scale is that this energy is amplifying, you know, people's awakening and gratitude, but it's also amplifying the ingratitude. And there's a lot of people out there that have they're very self-important, or they have a sense of entitlement or things like that. And that is like everything is being amplified and coming up.
Yeah. And we've got to use our discernment as far as those that even people who may be showing up as very spiritual may not be.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Quite a bit. But yeah, they have the talk, you know, and they wear the sandals and the robes and whatever else they do. And they have,
right.
You know, they have the Facebook spirituality program going really good.
Uh-huh.
But they're carrying all this baggage, you know.
Yeah.
If you're sensitive, you can tune into them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see their come from. Their come from is they want notoriety. They want to be famous. They want the money.
Yep.
They're external. Everything is external.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole program is external and versus internal and empowering the individual.
Yeah. And that may be something that, you know, fortunately, we can get into their programming and beliefs from young. That's what, you know, hypnosis is all about. We can find out where that's coming from and you know, tweak some changes there, because your beliefs are the ones that are creating your reality. You know, your belief system and your emotions get your imagination going and create your world. So if there's a belief system that these, and I'm going to put it in quotes, gurus are thinking about themselves, it could be something that they just needed, you know, their parents to love them more, appreciate them more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they feel that by doing this, they're going to get the love that they never got when they were younger. So by having a hypnosis sessions, we can get into that too and see where it is that they're kind of falling off the wagon here of the spiritual, you know, spiritual path.
I've seen recently a lot of people that are, it's like they're not qualifying the energy. They're saying, you know, they're letting anything come in and they're working with it, and they're saying, you know, power is power. If I can generate power through getting angry and you know, and generate power, I can heal people with that same power. And and I said, you know, if there's a lot of anger and judgment and things like that, and you're embracing that, those are the type of entities that you're bringing into your world. And you may get some abilities from that and some power from it, but it's going to be energy that overpowers others. It doesn't empower others. And I've seen that with some very top people. I won't mention any names, but, you know, I saw a person that just recently, and he had a big black ball next on the right side of him just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, I don't know, it looked like it almost had fur coming out of it, but that was the energy. It was like kind of a really dark, misty ball. And then I looked at their core, and their whole core was black from the top all the way down.
Mm.
And this is a very prominent person that's very well known, you know. Mm. And I went, oh, my God. And I've had a few run-ins with these things, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
And had to deal with them. And I know what it is. I know what it is. And it's where they come from a family that was very cold, maybe very abusive. They didn't get the love or whatever. And so they chose, you know, another path. And that path, it may have been through family, like through, you know, the families are very wealthy, very rich, very wealthy, usually. And they just weren't there for them. And they've chosen that path of control and power over others and you know, the money and everything else. And there's really nothing humanitarian about them, but they have this deadly charisma. I've seen it. It's amazing. I go, God, these guys they are master manipulators.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're at the top of the food chain, unfortunately. They're the ones that are the most famous, and they get, you know, the most talk shows or the most TV shows or whatever. And I'm wondering when humanity is going to become, you know, trust their inner sensitivity and tune into this and go, whoa, this does not feel good at all. There's something else going on here.
Well, you know, what I think about that also is that these are good teachers for us to know the difference, the difference of to use your discernment even more, because if there was no danger, how would we know, you know, to protect ourselves? You know, it's part of the contracts of life. So,
yeah, I agree.
Sometimes you need to go down the bad path to realize the good path.
Yeah. I have this thing in me, and I'm getting over it finally. It's like the savior, you know. I want to protect people and save people and keep them from going down that path.
Yeah.
And lately, I'm about ready to just shove a lot of them down the path. just go do it until you're done with it, and then come back to me. You know, it's funny.
Unfortunately, but, yeah. You can't grow a plant faster than it's ready to grow. You know, to going back to the seeds.
Exactly.
You have to go through experiences and awaken yourself. And, you know, I think that's the reason, you know, my YouTube channel has caught on so much, is that people are waking up by just watching this stuff and, you know, learning on the go of
what's
out there.
The same thing is in relationships. A lot of times you see, you know, you do a clearing for somebody, and you get them all cleared up, and they're doing great.
Yeah.
And they're in a really dysfunctional relationship, and you get them all cleaned up, and they're doing great, and they run right back into it.
Right.
And you just go, okay. And finally, after two or three times, they look, I'm not going to clear all this stuff up. You have the tools. You know how to clear it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to own it. You know, own your rejection or whatever else you're dealing with here, and why you keep attracting this kind of energy in your life. And figure it out, because it's all of our time.
It's you know, that's why hypnotherapy is so good for people, because we really don't know what's triggering this unless we are put into that situation of going back to the origin of the problem. That is hidden so deep inside our subconscious mind, and whenever it's triggered, it brings back the same mindset. You know, the same thing happens over and over again when you trigger something. So even though you could clean somebody up of energies, when they're confronted with the same situation over again, they're going back to the 4 or 5 year old or 3 year old that experienced this, that created that trigger. So unless you get to the origin of it and change it and transform it there, it's like washing a pig and watching him go back and go back in the mud,
exactly.
You know?
That's a good analogy. I like that. I'm done washing pigs, you know? it's funny, because I know that, you know, the traumas where they come from, you know, childhood trauma, some are past life traumas and things like that. But I also think sometimes people have a groove that it's like a compulsive behavior program, you know, that they've been doing it for so long, they don't know anything else. And so they just go right back into that groove again. And some people just pop out of it, you know. But
it's comfortable.
You know, but I've seen, So what's that story? I love that story about the guy, you know, he wakes up, and, you know, he combs his hair, brushes his teeth, walks down the road, falls down a manhole. You know, next morning he wakes up, brushes his teeth, combs his hair. Looks at it, that's a manhole, falls in it again, you know. And then the third morning, he wakes up, brushes his teeth, combs his hair, that's a manhole, and steps around it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way it goes. It's like they're circular. The lessons seem to be they're circular in motion, and they come back again and again until we gain the wisdom from the experience.
Right, right. And sometimes things have to happen to us, either an emergency that pops up in our life, or you know, medical or physical or job related, where we're taken out of that funk and we have to focus on something else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, either we do it to ourselves, our guides do it, something that will take us out of that same routine. So you can look back and say, oh, okay, I need to do this a little bit different.
Yeah, I had a teacher once, a very powerful teacher, and he calls everybody master, and he goes, master, I will take away that which is surely causing you, you know, the pain and the confusion. And I was trying, at the time it was my girlfriend, I was trying to heal her and get her to take a different path and everything else. You know, and 2 days later she was gone. So I went, and I was kind of sad, but also relieved at the same time. And it was kind of interesting. And I noticed that I had a pattern of, you know, a rescue pattern that I had to break and stop doing the rescue thing. And then when I'd hear them talk about how, you know, their husbands are so evil, I used to jump right in there and go, yeah, well, let's clear this up. And yeah, you need to get away from this guy and think. Now I'm going, wait a second, your husband's probably not so evil at all. Maybe you co-created this reality, and let's find out, you know, what's really going on here.
Yeah, that's how it works. So I deal with that type of thing too, even though a lot of my viewers think that all of my hypnosis is about past life regression. It's not. We can't go to a past life if we've got to clean our house here. So some people who come here will have sessions that are about this life. And then once we clean that up, then we could jump to a past life or go somewhere else. And that happens frequently. Those sessions are usually not online, so people don't see that, because those are personal. But they need to clean up this lifetime first before they move on.
Yeah, I agree. I had a couple once. It's quite interesting. They just bought a boat, and they had this real desire to go on this boat. And every time they got near the boat and near the shore to get on the boat, they would start fighting, and they would and they get really angry at each other, and they'd start fighting, and they just, you know, it got really ugly to where they were going to get a divorce, and it was a real mess, and they couldn't figure it out, you know, what was going on. And so we went and looked at it, and they both killed each other on the shore, you know, getting on a boat. And they had about three different past lives where they actually traded places. One killed the other. And everything else. So whenever they got together in that same circumstance, all that came up.
Yep.
And we cleared that, and then they just went. They're still boating right to this day and having a great time, no problem.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And that's what's the beauty of it, is that once you realize what the trigger is, you don't need it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. If you can access it and clear it.
Yep.
One thing I noticed that with a lot of sessions is that, you know, we have within us, I call it the big eraser, you know, or God cells, whatever you want to call it. And we can clear that and let that go. And once we access it, we can let go of that. But I know sometimes in, you know, people will bring things up, and then the person walks out the door, and it's still going. You know, it wasn't cleared. But, and then they really go into a funk, you know, so. You know, I do that with a lot of sessions. If it's a husband and wife and one gets a session, I highly recommend the other one have one too, because her frequency is going to change or his frequency, and when they come back together, it's going to force the other one to let go of some things, and it gets kind of intense.
It is true. That is very true. That is very true. Yep. Yeah. And that happens a lot with my clients, is that once they change that frequency, the dynamics of the whole family changes.
It
totally changes. Sometimes, you know, they don't need a session, the rest of the family, because maybe just the frequency change just changes everything.
Oh yeah, one person, it's not holding that frequency, and they're the main person holding it. It changes everything.
Right.
I'm curious. We had a thing up here. We had a major remote viewing workshop. And I'm wondering if you're seeing, and this is coming up a lot, other places, like about, I think it was 10 years ago, we started having these feline beings come in.
And then
we had another, the remote viewers, when they remote viewed these ships that were flying all around Mount Adams, they saw feline beings and Merkabas and all that, and they didn't know what they were. They had no idea what they were, and they're given, they're blind, you know, they're just given a number, and that's all they have. And you know, they were getting the same information that I've been getting for years, and they totally validated it. But I'm wondering if you're getting the same thing. Are you having, like, really different types of beings coming in, you know, coming into play in some of the sessions?
Well, it's not that the beings come in. It's that these people connect somehow with the beings. Either they were sent from their star system or their planet and are coming here now at this time to do their work. And perhaps an aspect of them is still on that planet. I have a lot of that where, you know, we're just a sliver in this body right here. We're all over the place. So, you know, we have the feline beings. We've had mer people. We have people who look like kind of jello type people. You know, they're kind of like a watery substance type of beings. You have the grays. Different type grays, some taller, some smaller. And a lot of them are just light beings. They don't have really a face or anything. They're just light beings. There's a lot of that. But yeah, the feline beings have come up in the sessions for sure. And some, they just can't describe what they are. You know, they have weird horns on their heads and I don't know what they are.
I know on the astral level, anything goes, you know,
right.
The astral level, there's so many crazy things happening there.
Right.
And there's different types of felines. There's humanoid cat beings, there's panther beings, which are coming in a lot lately. People are seeing these like panther and lion beings that are coming in. They're huge. They're like 17 feet tall. They're very large.
Wow. Yeah.
It's all throughout India. You know, if you go back and search the sacred scriptures in India, they have the lion beings, and they're humanoid lion beings. They're upright, and they're the guardians of the gods. You know, they protect the Hindu gods, and Egypt, you know, had Sekhmet, and they guarded the Anunnaki, and, you know, they're replete throughout history.
They also have the dog beings. The dog beings also. They look like dog faces.
Yeah, exactly. And those are in crypto duology, the dog beings are, I haven't seen one of those yet, but we do have a lot of Bigfoot in our area running around, and that's quite interesting.
Yeah, I hope to make some sort of a contact with them because in my first past life, I saw myself as a Sasquatch. So, I'm going to be up in Mount Shasta in a few weeks. And I hope to, you know, at least connect with them mentally or some, or just energetically, just to honor them. Yeah, just to honor them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you want to connect with Bigfoot, this is the place to go. Because there are so many witnesses here that have had encounters. And there was two brothers that had an encounter, and they couldn't even talk about it without crying. You know, it was so powerful.
Yes.
And they phase in and out here all the time and pop in and appear to people and then disappear. And and that's been going on for quite some time.
Yeah. You know, I haven't really spent too much time in your part of the country, but I have taken the train up through it. And as soon as I got to that area close to Washington State and upstate California, I felt totally different. Like, like I've been here before. here before. It felt really familiar, and it's almost like, okay, I could almost spot where my home was. It was that familiar.
Okay.
So,
but you have to come up to the ranch and check it out, and you'll be like a kid in a candy store here. There's so much going on.
You never know. I'm manifesting faster and faster these days, so. You never know.
Yeah.
As long as it's not winter time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's rough. I this winter I stayed home. I usually travel and go to Mexico and do workshops or Hawaii and things like that. Uh-huh. And this year I stayed home. It was rough. It was a rough winter.
Wow.
I was out, you know, 20 degree weather, you know, sometimes even less, you know, it was like zero weather, fixing broken pipes and things like that. That was fun.
Wow. But, well, you must have needed that experience for some reason. Some gratitude.
Well, yeah. I was so grateful after they got fixed because I had a hot bath after that. So it turned out great. But anyway, we had crazy things. We had these two valves and they just popped, you know, the valve itself popped. And they had PVC pipe going into them, which usually breaks first. Oh. And the valves were totally insulated and everything. It's almost like an energy form hit them or something and just shattered the metal, you know, on the valves.
It could be.
We have crazy things. There's places if you park your car, it'll drain your battery. I tell people don't park there, and they go, "What are you, the parking police?" And I said, "No, that's all right. Just park there." You know, they come back and their battery's dead.
Wow.
So it's kind of, You try to warn them, you know, and so.
I actually have clients who will drain my batteries or will stop my equipment. And, you know, I have that disclaimer on a waiver they have to sign because it has happened before where, you know, I'll put in a full battery and within a few minutes the battery is drained and I'll put another one and they drain it. And, or my computer will just shut off while they're there for no reason. So... some people are just, they're portals themselves, I guess, you know, that are transmitting this energy.
I had to learn to ground, you know, to take my shoes off and really ground that energy because for a while there, all equipment was popping. If I touched it, a big blue spark came out and it blew up VCRs and everything. It was crazy. And then I had to learn to really ground that energy, but I've done several times. I've been on radio shows and they'll bring a dead battery, just totally dead. And they retested it, it's totally dead and everything. They give it to me and I'll just hold it for a minute, give it back to them. It's like fully charged.
That's but, great.
We can all do that. I mean, we have trillions of volts in our body and we can transfer that, you know, for healing energy or utilizing it in different ways.
Yeah. We all have that energy, but what people don't use is their imagination. You can't do anything unless you imagine it, because that's how we manifest.
And that's exactly how you charge the battery. You imagine energy flowing from you into the battery.
Yeah.
And that's, you just see it as done.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that I think that my YouTube videos are teaching people, again, is to use their imagination. To actually imagine what's happening, because for many, many years, or I guess in decades now, because of the use of TV, of television, people haven't been using their imagination. You know, in the old days, there was the radio shows, and you could listen and imagine things. But now we don't use our imagination as much because we're being fed the information visually. But when you start to use your imagination and start to visualize what's happening in your body, you're very powerful. And this is what I do in my sessions. I do a lot of visualization of using light energy and you know, to transform, because the person can do it themselves. They just have to imagine and make it happen.
Just like
how you charge up a battery, they can transform their whole body just by believing in it, imagining it, and just manifesting it. It's that simple.
We have a focus walk here where people walk around this trail, and when they do it, they say, "I've always been whole and healthy," or they say a mantra.
Yes.
And they've walked right out of their diseases and their problems. And it's amazing how you can do that. And I think in the 70s, I threw my TV set out the window, basically. I just said, I'm done with this. And I can't go, you know, I'll go to get tires on the car, you know, and they've got that TV blasting with the news and just the energy coming out of there and the programming. And you should be very scared and this and this and, you know, all this divisiveness coming out of there. it traps you into the first three chakras, you know, survival, sex, and power, and just holds you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, you know, you got to just turn that off.
You do.
Turn it off. Get out in nature. Get into the heart, and start engaging your multidimensional self, because that TV is killing you.
It is killing you. You know, mine is like a big paperweight. It just sits on a shelf, and I'll use my TV to just project my, you know, YouTube videos or something on it. It's just like a big screen to project stuff off. But
yeah,
I don't have cable. I don't, you know, the cable people get very confused when they call me and, you know, ask me questions about my TV preferences, and they don't understand that I don't watch it at all.
I go on the computer and I get whatever info I need off of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, but I wish there's a part of me that's not even wanting to go there anymore lately. It's just so much misinformation out there. But, you know, you can use technology, which is what we do. We actually use the technology to enlighten people and put the information on there, you know, with workshops and classes and things like that. And you can use it as a positive method.
Yeah, I'm definitely using it for that purpose. It's not that I planned it this way. It just happened that, you know, my YouTube channel took off the way it did. But these videos are being watched all over the world and just changing people all over the place, mm-hmm. where these people just had no idea that this was possible. And now they want to do the same thing and they want to help other people. So it's like a domino effect. And that's the beauty of being able to put something out there that's actually beneficial for people instead of mm-hmm. just self-marketing and I don't know. We were talked about it already. You know, it's for me, my YouTube channel, I don't monetize it at all because I don't want people interrupted with mm-hmm. with stuff that I don't like to be interrupted with. And
exactly.
To me, you know, once they're on that YouTube channel watching a video of mine, they're in trance also, and they're receiving the same benefit as my client. They're receiving the benefit of transforming their ideas and transforming their life and their body and their health sometimes. So mm-hmm. that's what I use technology for, is to really spread this everywhere, wherever they're watching. Let's use it like, you know, like medicine, you know, to help soul.
You don't want a drug commercial to break in right in the middle.
No, no.
3,000 no. side effects, you know.
No, because, you know, my work is about, you know, transforming the soul, and you want it to be clean. You don't want any influences around that. And it's done with love, and it's done, you know, with just the best intentions. And I think that's what people need. They need to emulate that.
Yeah, exactly. And we get a lot of flack for it, but we have a no drug, no alcohol policy here at the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And we hold to it. And people go with this, you know, they say, well, we can do DMT, or we can do ayahuasca, and we can do this and things like that. And I get a lot of heat from that. And I just mm-hmm. said, look, there's a lot of reasons why we don't do that. One, you know, if you're going to do that, it needs to be done in a professional setting by a trained therapist or a shaman. And I've seen people get through, you know, major addiction things and stuff using those processes. And I'm not saying it's wrong or bad or anything else, but it's just not what we use. You can do everything through spiritual practices and other things here. And your body actually creates the DMT. Mm. But you know, it's like we tried to explain to people that even at the conference, I got a lot of heat for that one. And they were saying that, you know, everybody has to try this. Everybody has to do this. And I said, well, not everybody. And boy, they got all upset. and I said, well, I'm just saying there's some people that are kind of psychotic and maybe it might not be best for them. You know, it might heal them or it might just push them over the edge. You know, there's other people that are doing it like a recreation drug, and they have entities attached to them because they've opened up in a space that wasn't conducive to, they weren't holding a high, you know, space. They weren't healing unseen negative influences. So they allowed that in. And, you know, it's so funny, boy, people just come after you when you say, look, we're just, we found here is that when people start smoking or drinking, things come in and then everything goes to hell after a while.
Yep.
And rather than masking this and suppressing this or whatever, why not just heal it, just face it, heal it, you know, get on with it. And so it's kind of a catch 22. I mean, I'd like to help as many people as possible, but we found over the years that there is, you know, a side effect to the drinking and the and smoking pot and all the other stuff that we don't want to have that open door. You know, it opens doors that shouldn't be open.
Yeah.
And
exactly. I tell my clients that too. When you are asking for one of these clearings or, you know, all these rituals or whatever, it is like opening up your front door and saying, hey, come on in. You know?
Exactly.
It's you don't know what's going to be dragged in with your intention. Because you're not really setting your intention. It's too wide open.
Yeah, exactly. And really, the drug's in control. You're not, you know.
Correct.
If you don't have any training under your belt, if you don't have any training, you can get into trouble on it. It happened so many times. I mean, I've seen people that were doing ecstasy and mushrooms, and I told them, I said, look, you know, here's your mushrooms in your right hand. Here's your enlightenment in your left hand. Which one are you going to take? You know, because the right hand is not going to take you where you want to go.
Right.
And so if you're going to take the other path, you're going to have to go and, you know, and really clean up and do your practices and, you know, clear out any wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, past experience. And you know, you're going to have to face your necromancers or your dark side, you know, and get through it. You just can't cover it up with something.
And you're dealing with a place that is in nature, and nature heals.
Exactly.
Nature heals, so you don't need all that other stuff.
Yeah, people are so blissed out when they just come on the property. Mm-hmm. The energy is already so high.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. The veils are so thin here. It's so easy to have these incredible experiences. And then when people, you know, kind of abuse that or don't respect that, you know, it gets kind of crazy here, and then we're stuck with the problem.
Now, you have to have a really, really strong boundaries when you're doing this work as to what you will and will not accept in your own life and your own practice. And, you know, I applaud you for doing that, because that is so important. You know, people have no idea what they're getting involved with when they just let's do that. It sounds fun. And
I know some people that are doing it recreational.
Yes.
They're making a lot of money. A lot of people are coming to them, and they're just every weekend they're having these parties. And and I started seeing these guys that are actually taking on the form of a reptile. It's almost like they're becoming what's attached to them.
Right.
And they're so bizarre looking and strange looking, and they're having trouble with these people, and they're coming to me for help. And I said, you know, I warned you. You know, I told you, like, that's supposed to be done in a very professional way, and you've got to have a very sacred environment to do that in, and both maybe once a year, twice a year, you know. And before the people didn't take it, the shaman took it, and then he would tell them what's going on, you know. So it's kind of a, you know, it's just everything. I think everybody is looking for the golden arches, you know, where you can drive through and become an avatar, you know, avatar enlightenment or something.
Yeah. Life is supposed to be simple.
Exactly.
And when you emulate nature doesn't need much. Nature just is. And when we realize that we are part of nature, and start living life simply, you know, lovingly, and not be be so dramatic. Life really transforms for us. And, you know, we started with the new earth. That's really what it's supposed to be like. We need to transform mm-hmm. into that type of energy where we're one with nature.
I agree 100%. We have a very close connection to nature here, and we do a lot of gardening. Everything is landscaped mm-hmm. naturally here. We also do Yigong, which is a very ancient practice of Qigong. You might say it's mm-hmm. very simple, and the concept is less is more. And so mm-hmm. it's not real complicated practice. There's just, you know, earth, fire, water, and air, and there's a certain way that you sit that aligns the body so the energy can come through. And, you know, that's where people are phasing in and out, and you're getting back to that simplicity, that zero point within yourself. And that's when things really happen. These really complicated things are, you know, they take you away from mm-hmm. that point, you know, that we're trying to get to.
Well, that's where getting back to TV and even movies, they're distracting us from what we need to be.
Yeah. You know, I have to admit, I like a good Aquaman show or something. You know, it's funny, I was watching that, and I was like having flashbacks and everything else, you know, doing that. But every once in a while, I'll watch something, you know, like a really good sci-fi or things mm-hmm. like that. But I noticed they are even going off in a programming direction. It's sad, but unfortunately, we're out of time. I just got a message from my producer, and I really want to give the last words to you on how you can people get a hold of you and partake in some of the therapies that you have there. And also, too, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been an amazing interview. But
thank
what's
you.
The best way that people can get in contact with you?
Well, the best way is through my website, albaweinman.com, and there is a contact link there. And we also have on that page the events, where I'm having these events all around the world. And I really invite all of those people who are looking for companionship, you know, in the spiritual journey to be there, because a lot of people are on their own and they feel alone. So come on out and join us in one of these events. And if, you know, you want a session with me, you need to sign up for my newsletter. It comes out once a month, and you can get the link right on my website.
Awesome. Well, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. And this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. That's all you need. Have a great evening.